Home Interiors on Talk About. Brought to you in association with Corcoran's Furniture and Carpets. For every room in your home.
Now it is time to talk interiors, and we have Linda Goodman from Corcoran's Furniture on the line with us for this month's slot. And welcome, Linda.
Hi, Deirdre.
How are you?
I'm well. And yourself?
Not too bad at all. Are things starting to liven up now that January is over? Are people looking ahead to maybe doing a bit of redecorating? Are you finding that in your various branches of Corcoran's?
Yeah, I think that everyone now, there's that spring feeling is in the air, you know, and everyone's kind of ready to move on. You know, as you said, it's a rainy Tuesday today, and it's kind of looking for the, where can I do something and maybe, as you say, do up one of my rooms or change a paint colour in one room or put a new sofa in or whatever it is. But it's almost lightness. People are looking for lighter things to do in the home.
Yeah, and you know what? It's nice as well to have a bit of a project around this time of the year when, you know, things can be quiet and there's not much happening. It's nice to kind of focus your mind on doing up a room or whatever.
Absolutely, it's a great time of year to do it because it's quieter, as you said, and you don't have as much responsibilities like you do, obviously. But you've got a little bit more space, so you can have the space to think about it. So go for it. Yeah. Plan the project and go for it.
Yeah. So we're going to focus this month on bedrooms. And like for the purpose of the discussion, let's just say we're talking about the master bedroom, the bedroom that the main couple in the house or single person in the house sleeps in, and doing that up. So what kind of things should we be thinking about, first of all, if we want to do that?
Yeah, like whenever you're starting a new room, you always, as I always say, you know, you do your declutter, you find out what you actually have and get a sense, like go into the showroom, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Into a showroom, we have five stores across Kerry, you know, pop in, and in Limerick as well. You know, pop in, have a look, you know, take a few photographs, get a sense of what you like and what you don't like. And you may be able to use some of the things that you do have already, but you may want to get something completely new. And the quickest way to do up your bedroom, there's many ways, but again, if you just put a new paint colour on one of the walls, or you change your cushions on the bed or your blinds or your curtains, you know, it can really, you might be in a situation where you're kind of, you know, you moved into your house, whatever, 10, 15 years ago, and you want to do up, you want a fresher look. Because when you move into a house, everyone, you know, you buy all the things that you have, and then it's like, goes on for years, you're like, oh, actually, you know, this has been the same for a while. So you're looking for that fresh. So a lot of times people will go for opposite to what they initially, you know, selected. They may have gone for more modern styles originally when they bought their home, but then they go for more traditional now, because nowadays there's a lot of mixing traditional with modern styles, which is really exciting because it keeps it really interesting. And it means if you have things already, you can merge it into your new design. So yeah, it is a great time. Start with I always find colour is the place to start when it comes to interior design. But when it comes to comfort, it's your mattress. So I wanted to, I suppose, you know, when we're doing up our homes, most of us think about the decor, the colours, the lighting, and obviously this is the interior design segment, so that's what we focus on. But it's also really important that what you do buy is comfortable and supportive for you. So the mattress in the master bedroom is by far the most important thing. I'd love to share some tips on picking mattresses.
Okay, absolutely. Because if you're not getting a good night's sleep, your bedroom isn't going to be a very nice place to be. So that's probably the most important thing to have in your bedroom is a decent mattress.
Absolutely. And the reality is we spend roughly a third of our life in bed. Do you know what I mean? Mm. That's the reality. So if that's not comfortable, you're not getting a good night's sleep, and then affects your health. It's really, really important. So one of the things is just to know what kind of a sleeper you are is the first thing, right? the way to know that if you're not sure if you like sleep on your back or you sleep on your stomach or you sleep on your side, when you wake up in the morning, what position are you generally in? Are you on your side, or on your back, or in your front? And based on that, you can kind of get a sense of what sort of a mattress to go for. So if you sleep on your back, a medium firm, some firm port mattress will keep your spine aligned. So that's really important that you know that your back and is protected. If you're a side sleeper, the key here is that you have a softer surface on the mattress so that it supports your shoulders and your hips, you know, and you're not getting sores, you know, or sore on your hips or your shoulders. And then if you're sleep on your stomach, a firmer support will prevent you from getting lower back strain. But it's really check what you naturally do. And that kind of will be the tips. Know your sleep style. And the second thing, Deirdre, is the support more than the softness, right? So making sure that you're getting something again. You don't want to let your hips sink or your spine to misalign. So getting a one that's too firm for you is going to cause pressure points, and you don't want the back pain. So think supportive firmness, you know. It can be soft at the top, but that doesn't, and this is one thing actually that I want to share, is just because when you sit, if you go to the showroom, right, this is a top tip, you go to the showroom and you sit at the edge or you touch the edge of the mattress, that does not give you a sense of whether the mattress is right for you. You need to literally get up onto the mattress, lie on it, and like take 10 minutes just to lie there, you know what I mean? And take your time, because I see a lot of people, they'll come into the showroom, they'll press the side, oh, that's too soft for me. But actually, with the mattresses today, they're full of pocket springs, which support you. When you lie fully on it, you can feel the support around your body, you know. So just take your time when you're in the showroom.
So take your shoes off and have a bit of a bounce.
Or keep your shoes on. Exactly. absolutely. No, the idea is the mattresses in the showroom are display mattresses. They are for, you know, lying and actually checking that. Because the last thing you want is to get your mattress home and realize, you know, that it's not the right one for you. So take your time. Don't be embarrassed. A lot of people can be embarrassed, you know what I mean, to, as you said, lie down and it's like, put your feet on it. It's okay. There's mats to protect the mattresses anyway, but it doesn't matter. So do that. So, you know, don't be shy to try that.
Yeah. And after how many years should you replace a mattress? I know that's a bit of a controversial question, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, no, it definitely is. And everyone's going to say different things. But between 7 to 15 years, like every mattress is different. And ultimately, it's when you yourself feel like you're not getting the support you need, that's when you need to change your mattress.
Yeah.
And that could be, for example, you could be totally healthy today and in 3 years' time you have, God forbid, a back injury or something. You're probably going to need something different, do you know what I mean, than what you have today. So everyone's different. There's no, you know, right or wrong here. But go on, listen to your body and follow that.
Okay, very good. And I suppose as well that if you're changing your mattress or turning it or whatever and you see the indentation of yourself or your other half on the mattress, this probably is time for it to be replaced.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the mattresses today as well, Deirdre, they have all the support at the top of the mattress. In the past, the support used to be half on the top and half on the bottom, so you'd flip it. So you weren't actually getting as much support as you thought. Whereas now, most of the support is in most mattresses at the top of the mattress, and you rotate rather than turn it over. So you instead of flipping it, you just turn it from head to toe every 6 months to a year. And when you have, say, for example, a pocket sprung mattress, the more pocket springs you have, the more support it is, right? And when you have a lot of support, say 7,000 pocket springs is our Monarch mattress would have 7,000 pocket springs. And you could be tossing and turning on one side and your partner won't feel a thing. So a lot of people love that because they know that if they've had a rest of sleep or vice versa, they're both going to get a sleep because they're not going to feel each other moving, you know?
Yeah.
So that's good.
And mattresses are quite expensive, aren't they? I presume you will probably say that it's worth investing in a good one, though.
Yeah, and I'm not just saying that to say that. It genuinely is. It's like you spend, you know, that much time sleeping that if you kind of break down the cost of the mattress over 10 years, you know, it's like, what, 100 a year or, you know, 150 a year kind of. And the mattresses, you know, vary in prices. You can get ones, you know, for 200 euro and you can get it all the way up to nearly 2000 euro, you know, and each will have more, the more expensive will have more support and, you know, that's kind of how it goes. But, you know, you can get in Cork at the moment, you can get a single bed and a mattress, like a base and a mattress from 500 euro up, and you can get a double from 700 up. So you've got both, you've got all of it together. But this is another tip that is so key that people don't realize. When you are getting your mattress, make sure that you don't forget the base. Make sure the base that you have isn't a base from 30 years ago, because if it is, and it, like now, if it's a strong oak wood base, you're probably fine. Do you know what I mean? But if it's something like a divan, or, you know, they do wear over time. So if you get this lovely new mattress to support yourself, and then the base isn't supportive or isn't hard enough to support that, you're wasting your time. You know, you've got this lovely mattress, but it's going to sink because your base is not supporting it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So that's really important.
Any other tips?
Yeah, I think it's fabric as well, right? So the choice of fabric, everyone is different. But, you know, ask when you're going to the showroom. Again, we, in each showroom, there's sleep experts in Corcoran's, and ask the questions, you know. Breathable fabrics are key because they help regulate the temperature when you're sleeping. So if you get too hot during the night, they will regulate your temperature. And then hypoallergenic, so fabrics for soft or for sensitive skin, if you've got any allergies. And if you tend to run very hot, there's a couple of mattresses that are like cooling technologies within them. So it really, they cool you down in the night as well. So just ask the questions so that you get what's, like, think about yourself when you're in bed, what do you need, and then ask those questions.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, look, we're going to take a quick break, Linda. We have some questions for you. Some are related to mattresses and bedrooms and some are not, but we'll put them all to you, and we'll get some more tips from you as well about doing up one's bedroom, and that's all coming up after this break.
Home Interiors on Talk About. Brought to you in association with Corcoran's Furniture and Carpets. For every room in your home.
Now, Linda, Lisa in Tralee has been on to ask you this. She says, I wake up with a sore back most mornings. Should I be going for a very firm mattress?
Oh, Lisa, I'm sorry to hear that. That's not easy. I suppose most people, which is what I kind of, I mentioned earlier, most people, you think when you've got sore back, go for firm. But actually a medium firm mattress is better in that case. It supports your spine without putting pressure on it. But the key as well is, don't forget about the pillow. If you get a supportive pillow as well, so a pocket sprung pillow is an option. But it's really key as well to go to your doctor or to your physiotherapist and ask them what you need, so that you have that information as well when you're selecting your mattress.
Now, Tim was in touch and he has a very small bedroom and he's wondering about mattress tips for when you don't have a lot of space.
Yeah, that's a great, it's a great question. Well, what I would suggest in that case would you get a mattress, but maybe not. Some of the mattresses are very tall. Get a smaller mattress in height, but then also your base of your bed. Go for a divan or something really simple like that. Divans are right the same size of the mattress. Whereas if you get a bed frame, you know, sometimes you could be up to a foot or half a foot out on each side, which takes up space. The other gift as well of a divan, where, you know, you can have drawers underneath, so you can put storage in there too, especially if you've got a small space. But a supportive mattress with clean lined base like a divan really is the best option there. It'll feel bigger and calmer the room.
Now, a Listowel listener is looking for a hotel style bedroom look and is wondering, does the mattress matter for that?
Yeah, I would say it does matter. You know, again, kind of opposite to the previous caller, in this case, you want to go for a tall mattress that has the extra layers and the extra luxury, the extra comfort, you know. I'd be going for a mattress with, you know, 6,000 to 7,000 pocket springs that has that. Usually they have like a cashmere finish at the top, so it's very luxurious. But the other thing to pair that with is your duvet covers and your throws, where that brings your colour and your bit of design into it. So you have this really comfortable mattress, but you have the style with it. But ultimately, the number one thing is that you're comfortable. That's what's going to make you feel like luxury, and that's what's going to make you feel like you're going into a hotel bed, you know?
Another listener's been on to say, I'm a side sleeper, but my husband is a back sleeper. What mattress would you recommend?
That is a good, I would say medium to firm as well. I would be saying the medium to firm mattress. You want the support of the pocket springs. I do like there's one that we have called the Palace. It's really soft on the top, but it's got 6,000 pocket springs in it. So it has that support as well. But ultimately, the two of you need to go into the showroom together and lie on them, and you'll get one. You know, there's no one size fits all when it comes to mattresses. Everyone is totally different. And worst case scenario, if you can't get a mattress that you both agree on, you could get a 6-foot divan base and get two single mattresses and get the mattress that suits your husband and the mattress that suits you. But just check that the height of each of those mattresses is a similar size, so that when you put the sheets on, it's the same. So then, you know, he gets what he needs for lying on his back and you on your side.
Yeah, there's no getting away from mattresses. We're getting lots of mattress questions for you, Linda. Sleep is important. A caller has been on to say she has a high sprung mattress that cost €1,000. She found it very troublesome after a period of time. She says, it's far too heavy to lift it myself in order to clean under it or even to put a fitted sheet on it. She has to get her husband to lift the mattress for her, and they can't be turned over. She says, it's getting to the point where there are two sunken in sides where she and her husband sleep with a mound in the middle, and she's just waiting for a reason to throw it out. And she's wondering, have you any advice for her?
Yeah, that's, you know, I think a lot of the mattresses now, and that's just something as well to say, is come down to the showroom and actually try them. You know, talk about where you're at right now, what you actually need now. Whenever you're buying a mattress, a lot of the sheets now are deep fitted sheets. You want to make sure that if you're buying a mattress that's taller, that it is, you get the deep fitted sheets. Yes, I do agree. They are heavy when they are taller. There's no doubt about it. So just be mindful of that when you are buying it. You know, there are options that aren't as tall. It tends to have more support, though, when they are, you know, so it's kind of weighing that up for yourselves on what the best thing to do is. But ultimately, if you're ready to get a new mattress, come down to one of the stores. And actually, in the next few weeks, I'm not sure the exact date yet, but there will be a mattress promotion and bedroom event starting in Corcoran's. So keep an eye out for that and pop down to us and we can help you out.
Very good. And ask all the questions, all the pertinent questions. And just generally speaking about revamping your bedroom, Linda, in terms of where the bed should be placed. Now, I know a lot of people are very cynical about, how do you say it? Feng Shui, is it?
Feng Shui? Yeah, Feng Shui, yeah.
But isn't there some strict rule under Feng Shui that your bed has to be facing a certain direction?
Yeah, there's lots of tips and tricks. I think when it comes, I would be, you can do that and that's fine. And in fairness, there is something to it, as in when you place it in certain directions, there's more calm and peace within the space. There definitely, I've seen it happen. But at the same time, I'd be like practical. So what practically do you need? So put your bed where it's easy for you to get your glass of water in the middle of the night. You know what I mean? When you need a glass of water, or if you're trying to get out of bed to go to the bathroom, that it's not, there's not things in your way, you know. It's nice to have things, you know, in between, say, for example, the middle of a wall or in between two doors. If you've got two doors in the room, depending on, like, every room is completely different, Deirdre, you know, so I'd have to see it. But ultimately, there's no
hard and fast rule. Yeah.
No, yeah, it has to be right for you. But try different directions and see what works. You know, sometimes in rooms, so it's really obvious where the bed is meant to go. Do you know what I mean? But sometimes you can, like, for example, I had a client where we actually took the wardrobes off the doors and turned it. It was a room that only had two single beds in it, but in kind of different directions. One was going horizontal, one was going vertical, because it's the only way you could fit. And then we took off the doors off the wardrobe and turned it, and they ended up being able to have a 6-foot bed with loads of space around it. So it just depends on your space. And try it, try different directions, but just think about the logical, practical side. How are you going to get your glass of water? How are you going to get to the bathroom? Is there going to be obstacles? You know, what's going to bring you peace?
A listener wants to know, Linda, they're saying, and I'm paraphrasing this now for time purposes, but they're saying that they've wooden floors in their bedroom. They currently don't have any type of rug, but they're looking for tips about how to decide on the size of the rug and where to place the rug in the bedroom.
Yeah, wooden floors in the bedroom are beautiful and it's easy for cleaning and everything. It's great. What I would suggest is getting two small rugs, like really furry, nice under your feet kind of rugs, and put them beside where you and your husband get out of the bed, or, you know, you and your partner, you know, just... You don't need to put a rug in the whole room, just where you're going to step down first thing in the morning, because ultimately that is what will bring you joy in the morning. There's a nice furry, you know, rug underneath your feet. If you have a massive space, you could put a rug, but again, you want to make sure you stick it down so you don't trip over it in the middle of the night. Do you know what I mean? So keep it simple is what I'd suggest, and two simple furry rugs beside the bed.
Back to mattresses again. A listener says, we bought a new 4-foot bed and mattress in Corcoran's in August 2025. The problem for us is that the bed frame is very squeaky now, which can be annoying. Any advice? squeaky bed frame. Okay.
Yeah.
I could see how that could be a problem.
Absolutely. I don't build the beds. Do you know what I mean? But what I would suggest is a bit of oil in the where the bolts are is a suggestion. That's what I would kind of say. And then look, is there any weaknesses? If you look under, take the mattress off, look at where the slats are, and see is there any, you know, thing that's just unclicked a little bit, and click it back in. You know, sometimes it could maybe you've clicked apart. So just check that, and if you're still really stuck, pop in and ask at the store and see if they've any suggestions. Again, I'm not a carpenter, so I can't offer advice like that. But there's probably something simple.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a solution. And what about this whole idea in bedrooms of having one wall with wallpaper on it and the rest painted? Is that kind of gone out of fashion? That was very much the style for a while, to have the wallpaper, we'll say, on the bed where the headboard is.
Yeah, I think on some level it has, Deirdre, but I genuinely now in modern day interior design, anything goes. So it's like if you've got a room that, it, you know, that statement wall piece is going to really work, you do it, you know, that kind of way. And trends are great to a certain point, you know, and then you've got to go with your kind of, every space that I go into whenever I'm helping someone in their interiors, they need something completely different. So sometimes, say, for example, someone who's really into nature, they might love like seeing trees behind their bed because it reminds them of being in nature. Do you know what I mean? It just depends on who the person is and what they need. So I like it still, to be honest. I like it. I think it's kind of, it's cool, and you have such freedom to play with that. But again, it's up to each person as they see.
Mm-hmm. Armchairs in bedrooms, yes or no?
I think Oh yeah, go on.
I was going to say, I think what happens if you have an armchair at all in your bedroom, you end up just, it becomes a clothes horse because you end up firing discarded clothes on top of it and then they all pile up.
I think that is true, but I think they're really nice too.
Yeah.
If you have a really bright colour, like, you know what I mean, it can really make the room, it could bring the whole colour palette together, you know, or you have a nice chair at your dressing table. Do you know what I mean? It can really, but I do agree with you. If anyone is in that situation, what I have found is if you actually put hooks, and there's really stylish hooks you can get, where, say, for example, your husband puts their trousers at night or whatever, if you put a hook beside, you'll actually find that they'll naturally start to do that, you know? But because usually what it is the reason people use the chair is because they don't have anywhere else to put it. And if you find somewhere else to put it, like a hook, it'll go there. Do you know?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to ask you something else there now, and it's gone right out of my head. I'm having a senior moment there. I presume as well that if anybody is thinking of redecorating their bedroom, that they can just come in and chat to yourself or one of your colleagues and get a few tips.
Absolutely, yeah. Anytime, no problem at all. No.
Yeah, okay. And when is the mattress promotion up?
It'll be in about a week or two. It'll be launched. So just keep an eye out. And it'll be a mattress promotion and bedroom event. So there most likely will be deals on the bed frames as well as the mattresses. So it's a good time to, you know, even now come in, try out the mattresses you like. And then, you know, the promotion will be in a few weeks.
Yeah, I remember what I was going to say, and I'm not sure if it was with yourself, Linda, or your predecessor, but I remember we had quite an interesting debate going back and forth one time on this slot talking about bedroom decor, and all the men were texting in giving out about women insisting on putting cushions and throws and all kinds of things on top of the bed, and then it takes you 10 minutes to remove all the things that shouldn't be on the bed to actually get into the bed. So that trend isn't going anywhere anytime soon, I presume.
Yeah, you know, I think it's always the battle, isn't it? It's
yeah, like, yeah.
You have a workout to put your bed together in the morning, mm-hmm. you know, think of it like that. But honestly, in those situations, if you don't want to do the pillows, you put one little small pillow on there, you know, that ties into the rest of the colour palette, and that's enough, do you know?
Yeah.
Do what makes you happy.
Yeah, exactly. Do what makes you happy. Great advice there. Listen, Linda, we better let you go, but thank you so much for that. And I'm surprised by all the questions we got in about mattresses, which just goes to show that people...
Yeah.
You know, and it is an investment, and it's so important because you could be walking around half crippled if you have a bad mattress.
100%.
So it's so important to get it right. Listen, great to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be here. Thanks, Deirdre.
And that's Linda Goodman there. You'll find Linda at Corcoran's Furniture, which of course has branches all over Kerry, and a great place to buy a mattress as well if you're in the market for a mattress at the moment. Let's just a little bit of a straw poll there. Does it still drive men mad if women have all these cushions and throws up on the bed? I know when we spoke about it a few years ago, men were saying it was their number one hate about decor is the need for pillows for cushions on top of beds, and they were saying your bed is no place for cushions. Cushions belong only on sofas, not on beds. So do let us know if you feel strongly about that either way.